First of all, you remember that last week we announced that Bishop Burbidge was having surgery for prostate cancer this past Tuesday. Well, the surgery was successful, as far as we know, at least the surgeons so far think so, but he's still now in recovery. So please keep him in your prayers. It's a very difficult time to be put out of commission. So with that in mind, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good. For goodness sake. Well, we'll stop there. But you can buy the CD after Mass. Now, with that, with all of that said, you're probably thinking the old boy's been hitting the eggnog. And if you know my father, he made 100 proof eggnog, which my brother enjoyed all the way through Easter. But if you take those three words, or two words, Santa Claus, and replace them with Jesus Christ, we get the idea of what Advent is about. Jesus is coming this Christmas. So here we are, beginning the liturgical season of Advent. As Jeremiah and the other prophets foretold, the Messiah would be coming. He would be coming to heal that chasm caused by original sin and all sin. He would establish a new kingdom of God, a kingdom that was spiritual, a kingdom of love and truth, of peace and justice. He was coming to forgive sins and to reconcile sinners. He came to make a new covenant, a perfect covenant, that bond of life and love between God and us. So we remember what Christ came to do, and he did that. Not only by his birth, but by his cross and resurrection. But we also, this Advent, again, look ahead. Because as our Lord tells us in the Gospel, we have to be ready for when he does come to judge the living and the dead. But here we are right now. So Advent begins a new liturgical year. This is what we need to seize hold of. That this is a new beginning for all of us. The liturgical year, last year, is over. Now's another opportunity to renew our faith and grow deeper in that faith. This is the opportunity to grow stronger in our love for the Lord. Here's the goal, to truly become holy in that sense of being like Christ. If we think about being the best version of ourselves, for us who say we're Christians, we look to Christ. So seize the opportunity this Advent. We have almost 3.5 weeks before Christmas. Seize the opportunity. So what to do? Well, first of all, pray. Now, we don't want to add all kinds of extras during this season, but hopefully you do take time to pray. If not, make sure you do. With Advent, though, you have the opportunity maybe to begin saying the rosary individually. This could be done even on your way to work. By saying the rosary, we're meditating on the mysteries of our Lord's life through the eyes of Mary. Another opportunity is to start reading the gospel. I would say take the gospel of Luke. This is the gospel for this liturgical year. Luke has 24 chapters. So really, if you begin tonight, you'll cover the whole Gospel of St. Luke by the time we arrive at Christmas. So seize that opportunity. Another helpful way is through our little Magnificat Advent companion. So on the tables near the entryways, you'll be able to take one. Please take one per family so that we have enough for everyone. And then if we have leftovers, you can take as many as you want. But this is just a helpful way for you all, myself, to pray. This can also overflow to our family. So think of the family. You could say the rosary together, or if you have just little ones, say a decade. If you took a decade and you took all four mysteries, so that would be 20 total scenes in our Lord's life, again, you would arrive at Christmas. Or you could read the children's Bible story of the life of Christ, from the Annunciation all the way through the resurrection. And lastly, have an Advent wreath. This is a great family prayer. So before dinner, especially on Sunday, after grace of meals, then light your Advent wreath. There's special prayers for each week, and you could take turns, especially among the children, to say those prayers. But the key is to take time to pray. Secondly, to repent. All of us here need to begin a new liturgical year by starting with a clean soul. Just like we would clean our home before we decorate for Christmas, or clean our home before company came, we need to clean our soul before Jesus comes. Take time to go through a good examination of conscience and go to confession. This is absolutely important for Advent. If anyone says, well, I don't need to go to confession. Well, maybe you don't need a Savior then. Jesus came to reconcile sinners. He came on Easter Sunday evening to institute the sacrament of penance. So who are we to say, I don't need confession? Or if we say, I have no sins, well, ask your spouse, or ask your children, or children, ask your parents. We'd be surprised maybe at what sins we do have. Maybe not awful mortal sins, but sins that need to be dealt with. This is a good time, if there's a little weakness, that take time to overcome that weakness. With that, I know sometimes people may become nervous. I know that Father Scheer is a rather frightening figure to go to confession to. Only kidding. And I know some people get nervous that when they come to confession, they sit down, and instead of saying, bless me, Father, they say, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts. And I'm very happy because I think snack time has arrived. And then, put yourself this way. You think you're nervous? What about the poor priest who's sitting there behind the screen? All of a sudden, the door opens. And you hear a sigh. And then someone kneels down behind the screen. Thump. And then the bag goes down. Boom. When the purse hits the floor, you know you're in trouble. And then the person sighs again. Where do I begin? Oh dear, this is going to be long. But so think of the poor priest. But he's there to help you. And that's why we have confession. Christ instituted the sacraments, and the sacrament of confession is a beautiful way to free our soul from sin, to be renewed with grace, and to start again. Like a good doctor, the priest is there to help you. That's the key, to help you. Not to make a big issue of what has been confessed, but to help you to grow in holiness. Every good priest I know goes to confession more than once a month. And Pope St. John Paul II went every week. So did Pope Benedict. So we have to seize the opportunity. So pray, repent, but then also give. Think about what to give. We always think about getting during this time of the year. Isn't it ironic that we had Black Friday, which really lasts more than Black Friday, then we had Cyber Monday, and then came Giving Tuesday. It's like, well, I've spent all my money, let's see what I can give to the poor. Wrong. We ought to be thinking about what can I give first to really help the needs of others. Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for me. So what you ought to do is think about what will I give to help others. Now, of course, that can be something monetary. I would say this. If you have a family, like children and so on, agree together, you'll do without one present, and use that money to give to a charity. So everyone gives up one present to give a present to Christ through charity. Or it could be giving of our time, so doing the good deeds. It could be the spouse saying, "Honey, can I help you in some way?" Or the child volunteering, "Mom or Dad, can I help you in some way?" Elderly neighbors in the neighborhood, "Can I help you in some way?" Think of doing that. A great family activity that I do mention every year is set up your little manger scene. And if you do a good deed, some act of charity, could be monetary, could be of your own time, talent, take the little piece of straw and you get to put it in the manger scene. And by the time Christmas comes, Jesus has a home filled with your acts of love. So be mindful of giving. And lastly, preach. Preach Christmas. So you aren't going to preach the way I preach, but you know, you'll be with neighbors and so on for different social events. Always say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas. Send religious cards with religious stamps. When you have the parties, one, conduct yourself like a Christian in language as well as temperance. But then, two, you know what the common topics are, and especially given the certain situation of our church these days. Be prepared and tell people the church survives. And look at all the good the church has done over the years, even though, even in the beginning, there was that Judas. So be prepared and talk about the goodness of faith. Another family activity might be have a caroling session or a family movie night with a Christmas Carol or the Grinch Who Stole Christmas cartoon, Charlie Brown's Christmas cartoon. Invite your neighbors. Talk about it. Little ways to preach and to bring Christmas and the message of Christmas to others. So my brothers and sisters, the key here then is pray, repent, give, and preach. If we do this, if we sincerely strive this Advent, then the light of Christ will continue to grow in our hearts, just like it will on our Advent wreath, and the warmth of His love will dwell within our hearts and in our homes. May God bless you.